I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Considered the greatest defensive second baseman of all time, one historic swing of the bat propelled the Pirates' Bill Mazeroski into the annals of sports history. Signed by Pirates general manager Branch Rickey as a 17-year-old shortstop in 1954, Mazeroski was moved to the other side of the bag after only one season of pro ball. In 1956, he made his major league debut with the Pirates and became the club's regular second baseman. Despite his defensive play, his career-defining moment would come at the plate during Game 7 of the 1960 World Series against the mighty New York Yankees. With the score tied 9-9, Mazeroski led off the bottom of the ninth against Yankees pitcher Ralph Terry and belted a home run over Yogi Berra's head and the left field wall of Forbes Field to clinch the Pirates' third World Championship. Maz's legendary round tripper made baseball history and remains the only walk-off home run to win a World Series Game 7. Over the course of his career, the sure-handed, rifle-armed Maz earned 8 Gold Glove Awards and turned an amazing 1,706 double plays, more than any second baseman in Major League history. In 2001, he was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Visitors can see Mazeroski's iconic uniform and bat from Game 7 of the 1960 World Series at the Western Pennsylvania Sports Museum at the Heinz History Center.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.